peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Our meditation this morning is based upon the epistle lesson from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 25. When I was in grade school, we had a little exercise book called Think and Do. Maybe some of you remember Think and Do. It was a book that was intended to improve our linguistic abilities. And each individual exercise had some thinking that preceded the doing. Think and Do. I suppose that would not be a bad title for a pastoral theology book, a Think and Do. Before you go out on vicarage or before you go to your first charge, you want to set yourselves to both think and do. You don't want to be the kind of pastor who spends 7 days a week in the study thinking, but you never go out and do the ministry. On the other hand, and this is going to be much the greater temptation for you, you don't want to be the kind of pastor who was always out doing the specific and the many works of the ministry, and you never take time to go back into the study and think. Think and do. Not bad advice for a kid growing up in grade school, not bad advice for a pastor. But St. Peter tells us in today's lesson that think and do is at the heart of the Christian life. Now the whole world about us is engaged in doing. I've got to go here, I've got to go there, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to write a letter to so-and-so, and then I've got to pay the phone bill. Some of this doing is fine and dandy. Some of the doing of the world is unholy. We are reminded of St. Paul's words, it's a shame to speak of the things which they do in secret. Some of the doing that we find about ourselves is very holy, at least to all outward appearances. I have to go here, I have to go there, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to prepare for this class, I have to write this sermon, I have to go to this hospital, I have to go to that nursing home, I have to prepare my mind for the ministry. And that all appears well and good. But you and I are so caught up in the doing of this world about us and also the doing of the institutional church that sometimes we forget that the heart of Christian doing is when we pull back and think. The sweetest moments in your life are those moments when you and I think about what our God has done for us in Christ and what he brings us through word and sacrament. I don't mean the kind of thinking where you pause from your daily doings and think about how can I be a better scholar or a better pastor. I mean those thinkings when you ground yourself more firmly in him who is the basis of your Christian life, your Christian hope, Christian faith, and then also your pastoral practice and scholarship. This is not cold intellectual thinking. This is thinking with your heart and soul and your whole being. And the sweetest moments in your life are those when you pause from the hectic doing of the world and the church and with your whole being think upon your Christ. Now in St. Peter's lesson, we are called to Christian and holy living. But St. Peter grounds your holy living in thinking. He says, know this. And then he talks about the salvation which was accomplished for you by Christ. He says, remember what you were redeemed with. You were not redeemed with gold or silver or anything that perishes. You were not even redeemed by a ministry of Jesus which was nonstop, doing for 3 years. That didn't redeem you. You were redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus. Blood that is like that of a lamb, pure and without blemish. Blood redeemed you that was shed on Calvary's cross. Blood raised on Easter morning. And today, blood offered to you in the Blessed Sacrament. That's how you were redeemed. Redeemed from all the doings of this world and redeemed for holy living. Now, you are all familiar with the relevant words from Dr. Luther's Small Catechism. But I would dare suggest that if you and I would take those simple words into our mind every day, If you and I would pause more frequently from the hectic doing that we all do around here and meditate on Dr. Luther's words, we might find holier Christian living a joy and delight. You know what he says? Christ redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature. He purchased me. Me. See, you. He's not worried about the whole world right now. For when we pause from doing to think about what Christ has done, we start with ourselves. Redeem me, a lost and condemned creature. Purchasing one me from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. And why did he do that? That I may be his own, live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Even as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. The purpose of pulling back from doing to think in meditation upon Christ is so that you might be empowered to go out and live a Christian and holy life and to do for him as you have never done before. Now, I mentioned Dr. Luther. You know that he had a great devotional life. And one of the reasons why he was able to go out and do the Reformation is because he was so deeply imbued in thinking devotionally upon what Christ had done for him by his redemption on the cross. I want to ask you this morning, how often do you pause from all your Christian doing in the world and also in the institutionalized church to think devotionally about how Christ has redeemed you for something higher, a holier living for him? How often do you gather at the family altar with wife and children? How often do you take solitude by yourself each day to think of your great redemption? And then, of course, how often is it that you gather here with the brethren to hear that redemption proclaimed each day? I must say that I'm a young man yet, but the more I live, the more I find myself crying out, "Oh God, deliver me from all the doing in this world and all the doing of the institutionalized church, and let me spend more time in thinking, devotional thinking with you, your word, and your sacrament." And you know what happens? The more that I spend devotionally with him, the more joy I find in my Christian living. The more I want to go out and lead a holy life for my God and Savior and for my brethren and sisters. And the more that I go out and lead that holy life, the more I yearn and hunger for devotional thinking with him. It can be the same way with you. And I pray this morning, I pray, oh God, give us a clergy that is expert in doing scholarship and pastoral practice. But even more, O God, give to us a clergy that thinks with heart and soul upon him who redeemed us by his blood. Amen. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ.